Yes, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is still on, and a very funny man is in the studio. Oh. You can see his show, How to Tie a Tie, Sam Taunton.
What's up, guys? Wow. Thank you for having me. This is exciting. Nick, you look uncomfortable with where I'm sitting.
Yeah, a little bit. You've just taken my chair, ran off to do a quick wee, and I've come back.
You should never leave the studio.
Taunton's just taken a throw.
No. I ran in and there was a vibe that I should sit.
Yeah.
There was a seat. I just felt the vibe and I went with it. Fez seemed very happy.
Yeah, you look good there.
Yeah, nothing
would probably make looking Fev at happier. Something real good
Fev
looking.
Fev may have encouraged it.
See, I've always blamed the lighting in that seat.
The lighting's not nothing wrong with the lighting.
No, the lighting's good here. Yeah. Like, it's real good. It feels good.
It's my rotten bonce, is it?
Well, you are in his chair and you're both on the project tonight. Are you worried that he's trying to gun for your chair on the project?
My girlfriend's worried.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get texts.
Because he comes in here and he goes, oh, God. I want that chair bad.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad.
Why are you trying to pit us against each other, Fev? You're the worst.
When we work together, I love it. It's the best because finally there's someone dumber than me on the panel. Which I do enjoy because normally I get made fun of. Then Nick's there, so it's great. Yeah. But no, it's fun because then I have a little buddy. And we have the same mindset because you're a comedian.
Yes.
So when things go badly, we treat it the same because nothing can hurt us as comedians, you know? We've got shells up.
Except Sam's girlfriend. I'm genuinely terrified of her. Little
really?
Argentinian rocket.
Yeah, she's Argentinian and she, I don't want to say she's crazy, but,
crazy.
She's got an energy, which I sometimes struggle to kind of get across. The other day we were driving and, I think I've told you this story, Nick. Yeah.
I love it so much.
I was driving and she's in the passenger seat and this guy cut me off in traffic. So I just
raging.
Like, raging, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I beeped him and I was pretty happy with the beep. I was like, yeah, that's not bad. That's as much as a man as I can probably be in 2024, you know, a bit of a horn beep. And I was feeling good. So I looked over at her thinking she'd be maybe proud of me for the beep. And she had like the most serious look on her face and she just goes, follow him. And I was like, have you ever felt the energy shift?
We're on.
Immediately. And I was like, why should we follow him? And again, she just goes, because we should kill him. I was like, okay, I don't think this is about someone cutting me off in traffic, potentially.
See, I think Sam should drive around with my wife, Luch. They've got the same temperament, and I should drive around with his girlfriend, because if that was the case, we would torch a car.
There'd be no one left on the road. Minutes,
there'd be no one left.
You'd be Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, it'd be Mad Max out on these streets.
Now, Sam, this is How to Tie a Tie.
That's it.
Tell us about what we can look forward to. We can get tickets now, comedyfestival.com.au.
Last week.
Yeah, this is the last week. Yes. So I was just talking to producer James Blake. He's like, have you hit delirium yet? And I'm like, no, it's like the finish line is in sight. There's six shows left. They're fun. The show's good. It's kind of like a lot about my family life. And so a lot of families are coming as like groups, which is I've never experienced before. Like groups of like seven
multiple
to eight families.
Generations.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And the
you
other
like
day.
Like to celebrate birthdays, like a Christmas. They're I all going it's, together. It's a gathering.
Yeah, which is very sweet.
Yeah.
But the other day, and I don't know if I should say this, when so, trying to promote my show, a whole family came and they all heckled me as a unit.
Oh.
Like the whole, I'd never seen family bonding like it.
It was the O'Doyles off. Billy Madison.
It was beautiful in a way. But yeah, the dad started heckling me and I thought, I was like, the other kids will bring him in line. But no, they were just like, we love dad. Dad's awesome. And he just kind of kept going to the point where like, he kind of became the star of the show.
Oh.
He got up at one point and then offered to buy the entire crowd a drink.
Oh.
And even at that point,
that wins.
I was like, dad is awesome. Yeah. Like,
can you be my good. Dad?
Yeah, and then he left and then he came back with a drink, walked up on the stage and just put it next to me. And then like everyone was cheering for the dad. And now I know there's only a week at Comedy Festival show, but I want to see that guy's show. Like, I think that'd be way better.
I think you just want more people to buy your drinks.
Well, yeah, that as well. If you're coming to my show, buy me a drink.
Yeah.
Would it kill you? Just get in there.
Now, Nick, you guys obviously on the project. Nick's a fill-in once a week on a Wednesday.
I think he's more than that. He's part of the fabric.
Mate, I'm trying to help your seat.
Well, I'm in his seat now, so I feel like
he's gunning for it. Now, he always talks about he got invited to Waleed's for dinner.
Yeah,
and game's on.
And Fee used to go there probably a couple of times a week. You were often.
Oh, well, he
used to go a couple
friends.
Of times a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, they
no,
were mates.
No. We are mates.
Yeah, real good
we
mates.
We are mates.
And Nick's never been invited to Fee's house.
Oh.
Waleed, I'd been on the show four times, and Waleed's like, I'd love to invite you and your wife over for a games night.
He didn't stop talking about it. Can I say, and no disrespect to like your relationship with Waleed, but if he passes someone closely on the street, he will invite them over.
Yeah, that's for dinner. That's
like he's a very friendly guy. He loves the house.
You've taken my chair. You insult me in front of my work.
I'm just excited these people exist. You always talk about this radio show. It's just nice to put some names to faces.
And one thing we do know that you like about the radio show is the secret sound.
I'm obsessed with the secret sound.
Yes.
And it's crazy that you're doing it today. Like, I feel like I've gone on the inside. I was just talking to James Blake then. I was listening when I think the sound was you were pushing, like, the little thing through a box.
Oh, opening like a soft drink case.
It was the most electric radio I have ever heard in my life. And then I was telling James Blake and he just went and showed me like a box. I felt I've gone on the inside.
Yeah, you're in the inside.
I love what he's done too. See, James Blake, do you like his new goatee? He's come back a man from our school holidays. But he's also the keeper of the secret sound. So we give him sort of like a little bit of responsibility every now and then. And he's been given the responsibility to create and be the only person who knows the secret sound.
Too much power
so
for one man.
So he's bailed you up, obviously, pre-show. But yeah, he's a lot of power and he's wearing his Ray-Bans.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The keeper's back. Yeah.
Do you want to have a crack at it, Sam?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's hear the $100,000 secret sound.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
And if
that's
you do get it, you might win $100,000 and maybe be able to change your clothes because you had that jumper on the project last night.
Yeah, Tommy Little gave it to me. It's for a good cause. I was trying to do a nice thing here.
We're in the same clothes.
$100,000, I'll never see anyone again. It doesn't matter. I'll be out of here. People always go too simple. Is that the problem? Because I think it's a stapler, like just going, like imagine what a prank that would be if it was just someone going like that. Done. You're all fools. So where do I get my check?
Yeah. James.
Well, you've got to go to James. James Blake.
Did I get
the keeper?
You're in my dojo now.
Oh Jesus.
Mate, he changes,
I'm uncomfortable
he?
Here now. He's got to get me out of here.
I'll show you the secret exit.
Oh yuck.
What? Got weird.
Yeah?
Do you have an HR department?
And while I take you down there, I might reveal to you what the secret sound is, because that is not the secret sound.
He's a creeper.
God damn it.
That's the creepiest you've ever been.
That was awful, guys.
I know. We're so sorry about that, Sam. But we're very excited because How to Tie a Tie is still on Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Go and see Sam. Get around it. Now that I know it's coming to an end, I've got to get out. I want to come and see
you. That's the general sense. Everyone's like,
quick.
Melburnians say they often only remember it's on during the last week and then there's a mad rush. So get out, see some shows. There's so much good stuff.
Comedyfestival.com.au. Sam Tornin off to the secret exit now.
And James Blake. James
exit.
Blake, when he was the keeper, then he was just rubbing his chin and half of his beard fell off.